The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, as I said, Cabinet today has signed off on the Occupied Territories Bill prohibiting goods from illegal settlements from entering the country. However, the opposition have criticised the government, calling for services to be included in the bill as well. Well, joining me now is Senator Francis Black, who obviously brought this bill originally back a number of years ago, back 2017, 2018, wasn't it? Senator, can I ask you, first of all, are you satisfied by the fact that we now at least have a timeline for the passage of this bill, with Helen McEntee saying today that it should be voted on before the recess?
Well, I suppose let me be clear about what's actually being proposed, Ciara. And I want to say, like, in the West Bank, Israeli settlers have driven Palestinian families off their land at gunpoint, and they've seized their homes and their farms, and Palestinians are being forcibly displaced from communities all over the West Bank, with settler violence frequently assisted or facilitated by Israeli security forces. And look, Western governments, you know, we've all criticised it, they've all criticised it, and rightly so, as totally illegal. But still, we trade with these settlements and actually help sustain them anyway. So, like, for example, the stolen dates and olives from those farms are shipped and sold on supermarket shelves here and around the EU, helping to keep the show on the road. And can I just give you one more fact from recently from Medicine Sans Frontières, documented that a family of six were shot while simply driving home, and only two sons survived, and their brothers were 5 and 7 years old. So this is what we're dealing with now. Can I just say, Ciara, that what the government has announced today is a partial ban on trade with those illegal Israeli settlements. So it'll, you know, to ban the import of physical goods and those dates and olives, for example, from stolen Palestinian farmland. But it will not ban much more valuable trade in services. And, you know, they're deliberately letting the tech, the tourism, the web and IT companies that also help support the settlements, they're letting them off the hook. And I think this is really a significant walk back that I believe will undermine the impact of the legislation. So I'm concerned. I will be doing everything in my power over the next few weeks now to make sure that we get services on this piece of legislation that they're bringing in.
If the government, however, is able to hold firm and passes this goods only ban, will you support it as a first step, Francis, or will you oppose it because it doesn't go far enough?
Well, you know, I for me at the moment, I feel that we have to get services into this bill. It's absolutely vital that we get services in the bill. You know, I obviously think a ban on trading goods with illegal settlements is important and necessary, which is why obviously I included it in my original legislation. But obviously my legislation had trade and services. Ciara, I've been to those settlements myself. You know, I have seen the devastation. And it's not enough. Like, we are required under international law to ban trade and services too. So my focus now is to work with all the opposition parties to table amendments in the Dáil to get services back in. And that has been my clear position since 2018, and it will not change. I'll do everything in my power to make it happen. And after that, really only the government can answer you on what they'll accept. It's up to the government.
And so if they don't accept those amendments to include services, and I'd have to say, looking at what the Taoiseach has said today and what the Minister for Foreign Affairs has said today, I don't think they will. You won't support this.
What I'm saying is, if a bill to ban goods comes before me in the Senedd, I'll consider voting for that measure, which was also in my bill. But I will also vote to put services back in too. Ultimately, then it's up to the government, which has the majority. And I hope with all my heart, and we have a few weeks to really get this right. And the Irish people want goods and services. I have travelled the length and breadth of this country speaking about this bill. The people know what it's about. Everywhere you go, they talk about goods and services. So, you know, we have a few weeks, and the government can do the right thing And I hope they will do the right thing. That is what I hope that they will do, that they will do the right thing and pass this bill in its entirety.
But if it remains as it is, Frances, and it just focuses on the trade of goods, will it have any impact?
Absolutely, it will have an impact. Of course it will. Now, let me say this. This is a minimum step, really. You know, I mean, I've been at this since 2018, Ciara. I've been working really hard. We have gone through a genocide. We see what's happening in the West Bank. The reality is that, and also, by the way, can I just say this, that last year, the Dáil Foreign Affairs Committee spent weeks listening to the top legal experts in the world who made clear that services can be included in the bill. All members, including Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael TDs, voted unanimously saying that we can do it, as well as in 2024, the International Court of Justice, which is the top court, as you well know, in the world, said clearly all countries, including Ireland, are required under international law not to trade with the settlements. And the government have already accepted this, but they have to be brave enough now to do it properly. I just want to say that. But yes, it is. It's a minimum step. There's no consequences to what Israel are doing. There's absolutely no consequences.
Even though the Taoiseach did say last week that this bill as it stands, he said, look, it won't have any meaningful impact on the behaviour of the Israeli government.
I'm outraged at that statement, because the world is looking on. We see what's happening. We see Israel breaking international law on a daily basis. They're committing war crimes on a daily basis, and there are absolutely no consequences. This is the minimum step. Personally, I would like to see a full ban on, you know, I'd like to see full sanctions, you know, because of what Israel are doing. I've no doubt about that. But this is the minimum step that we can take to really show Israel that what they're doing is breaking international law, committing war crimes, and there has to be consequences to what they're doing and to their behaviour. And look, you know, the government's argument that services, by the way, are not implementable or legally not possible is deeply misleading. And I give you one example that makes that clear. For example, last year, Spain passed its own legislation, including a ban on trade in certain services. And it's bound by the exact same EU law and rules as Ireland. And it did it. It absolutely went ahead and did it. And it's now being implemented. So the tourism and service-based digital companies like, for example, Airbnb, they can't now provide support to the settlements. They can no longer be in the settlements. So Spain did that, Ciara, in a matter of weeks. So what we have been debating endlessly for the last 8 years, we're still here, we are, and it's only goods. So if Spain can include services, why can't we? It doesn't make sense to me why we can't bring in services.
And again, as you say, because the Taoiseach and Helen McEntee have both repeated today at interviews, including services is not implementable. And they say, look, we need to also work on getting consensus across Europe here. And Helen McEntee said today, look, there is a shift in the mood in Europe. There is a desire to respond to what we are seeing in those settlements and in Gaza. Do you think that will amount to anything?
I do think that obviously some of the other European countries are now taking interest. But I have to say it's not, again, possible to implement in practical terms is also not true, because what we're asking for is not new. Like in 2014, we implemented exactly this policy when Russia occupied Ukraine, and rightly so. Okay, so a ban on trade and goods and also services, they did that in Russia.
Yeah.
So that ban has been in place and has been working for 12 years, and it was brought in immediately. So all is we're asking here is that we apply the same standard.
Okay, just finally, just for pure clarity, Senator, even without services included, you would still support this bill because it is a step. It is the minimum, as you say, but it is a step.
Let me say this. I really believe I'm going to really, really work hard over the next few weeks. I'll be travelling the length and breadth of this country. I'm heading down to Kerry on the 4th of June. I'll be going to Cork. I've already been speaking here in Dublin. I've been in Galway. I will be travelling the length on this and breadth of this country to let people know how important it is that we get services on this bill. So I will work my backside off until we get services on the bill.
All right, Senator Frances Black, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.